Dalad on the base from Rashi. The Gemara says that Reish Lakish got involved in a case where they had made a psak. V'hadrei l'uvda. Several like Rabbi Akiva, the Lord Mahanya Tvisa, he says that even though they were typhus, that the Tvisa does not work. Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Asisa Kushal Tara, Asisa de Rabbi Akiva, Kilo Hein Halacha L'Moshim Yisinai. You took it as if it's a final, there's like nothing to talk about. It's the Devin of Halacha. Why? Shechazarta Maisa Bezin, you overturned the Maisa Bezin. Sadai lono l'kayim alocha k'moisa l'chadchila. Makes sense l'chadchila to pass on Kripa Kiva. Al mishanasa v'nigmar adin ain lono l'atzer. But once it's been passed and otherwise to turn over the psak, why would you go so far? So the Mora suggests, so what's the machlokes? They're arguing in whether Tabadar Mishnah is chayser. Bidar Mishnah, so Bidar Mishnah means an established fact. Halachic fact. The Kaimel Halachic Kribikiva, we know we pass like Kribikiva, Hecho, the Yechida, Paul, the Gale, when he's arguing with an individual. Bavagav the Lab, a Mishnah, Tanino, Mamish, Tanino, even though it's not a Mishnah, El Shmaita, the Amoroihu, it's something which is said by Amoroyim, so Minim Sanhedrin, the Chaiser. And more says in Sanhedrin that that's still a valid reason to be chayser. Why the minhag hazeh, I feel it's hard, but the Rabbi Shmuel, even if the person, the dayan, made a mistake and did not follow the halachas of Rabbi Shmuel, are we machzer? And more said, I'm layin. Yes, that's also so. Dvar Mishnah doesn't mean necessarily Dvar Mishnah. The Mishnah means any established halachic fact. Bisman Azeb Dar Mishnah means anything which is passed on the Shulchan Aruch is in the Tabad Dar Mishnah. Right? If it's an established halachic fact, that's called Tabad Dar Mishnah.
Although we don't always pass on, like.
I'm saying whatever the stab, if it's found in the Shulchan Aruch, it's been decided already. This is the standard way to paskin. That's called Tabadar Mishnah.
No, what I'm saying is that.
I don't mean Shulchan Aruch versus Brumwa. I'm saying. I mean.
No, no, but I'm saying against the Gra, for instance.
What?
I'm saying against like the Gra.
I don't mean that. I'm not so saying. I'm saying if it's something that was found, it's a fact. It's a local fact.
Settled.
Not a Gemara. It's a Rishonim. But what, you know, once this has become part of the body of halacha, if it's there's two shitas, that's shikul hadas. That's already the point. The finish. Right, so Morris says. So what's so the Morris says the Morris says no. Everybody holds some of their mishnas chayzer. They're arguing whether halacha when we said halacha itmar. Or matan itmar, which means matan ha'ra the chadchila after bekiva. We always go the chadchila after bekiva. We're inclined to bekiva. Miu I ovid kiidoch lo imaginan uvda. But however, if had the bezin pasuk like the other opinion, we would not overturn it. Okay, then more brings a story that treated the Yochanan, Kriva, Rabbi Yochanan's relative, was teifus a pora. From the case of from a simta, so they came to Rabbi Yochanan. He said, "It's a good idea. What you did was fine." They went to Reish Lakish, Zilu Ahader, the Sirle Kirbikiva, the Tvisa Delacher Misa Lav Klumhi. There was Tvisa, and it doesn't work. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "What can I do?" Shekenegdi Shakal Kumoisi, the person who has the same halachic status as I do, I can't pass him for you, I'm a korv. He's the one who's going to pass him, and he passed and you have to give it back. Then the Mor brought a story of Bakra the Yasmi, Shemer Behemoseim, it was the person who was watching their animals. They grabbed a shore, the toughest Taramine, Balchoiv Shomeis, Tovsoi Bebeis Hashemer. So the Balchoiv grabbed it, and they had a disagreement. The Baal Chayv said he was typhus before the person died, and the cowherd said it happened afterwards, and therefore would not be valid. So he went to Reb Nachman and said, "You have a migul." Some more said, "How could you have a migul? You could have said lekuach." So he's believed to say that he was typhus mechaim. The more said, "How could you say lekuach? We have a rule, a gerdrus behemadaka." Gerdes refers to sheep and goats. Al Shem, it's referred to as such because it says Gidrei Soin, referred to Soin as are put in the corrals. So Elam Chazaka. Okay, he cannot claim that he bought them. There is normally, if I claim, we have so much as we know it was once upon a time Reuven's. Now Shimon claims that he bought it, and Shimon has possession. That's a good claim. But over here, the person, it's known that it was once Reuven's. And now Shimon has possession. He's claiming that he bought it. His possession doesn't prove anything, we'll give it back to the Mori Kama, because Shema Mitzon Mechnis and Bebeisa the Fisher Dark and Lahaloch Besodas they wander and he didn't buy it. In other words, why does the possession normally prove his claim? Because we know it's by Reuven's, we see it by Shimon. We don't. We have a local assumption that people don't take it in a process of grabbing it from somebody illegally. So, if it was, we know it was Reuven's. We know it was in Reuven's possession, and that was in Shimon's possession. We assume that it was given over lawfully, legally. But over here, it just wandered, and he just brought it in. So possession doesn't prove anything. So Mora says, no, that's normal, but over here, since it's a shore, which is given over to Roya, which is watching, it doesn't wander, and if he has possession, he would be believed to say, L'kuchan Hebiyadi, Simeli has a migu, that he could have said, L'kuach, he could have said, therefore he's believed to say that he was Tefes Mechai. Okay, something more. So with the following story. The Bein Nesia, the house of the Nasi, Tofus Amsa the Yasmi Misimta. So there was here it was a maidservant, which of the assignment, and they were to visit for payment from a Simta. So Mor says Yosef Rabbi Avo, Rabbi China Bar Papi, Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha. So the three Talmidim were sitting. Yosef Rabbi Abba Gabayu. Rabbi Abba was there also. Omer lehu shaper tafis tuhu tafsi tuwa. So he said to them, they said to the Dabei Nesia that what you did was valid. So Omer Lahu Rabbi Abba, so Rabbi Abba said to them, Mishum the Dabei Nesia Ninu Mechan Fisu Lahu, what's the English, good English word for it?
It's sycophant, right?
You're being inclined to support them. Even though it's not correct, we know that somebody actually passing like Reb Tarfon, that kolakana mezocha behem, and we were machzer it. We said it doesn't work. So you can't paskin like Reb Tarfon. Okay. End of story. New story. Yemer Barachoshu. They took possession of an amma, maidservant. They weren't claiming they did it mechaim. They did it lachemisa. Yemer Barachoshu. That was his name. Have a masik bezuzi bel gavra. He had a claim of money on an individual. Shachiv, that person died. Vishavik Arba, the person who died, left over a ship. Omer le shluchei, so Yemer Barachoshu told his shliach, Zil tafsa niyalei. Go grab the ship for me. Ozel tafsa. So the shliach went and grabbed the ship for Yemer Bar Choshu. Pogabe Rapapa Rehun Redi Meshua. So Rapapa and Rehun Redi Meshua met the shliach. Amrule, they said to the shliach, at Tavis Abacha B'Makam Shechav L'Cherim, you are acting as the shliach for X at the detriment to Y. Vavar Rav Yechon and Tavis Abacha B'Makam Shechav L'Cherim is like Kana. So let's say, the more applies it, you know, the classic case is that there are multiple Bali Chayv, and if one individual will grab it, Bezim will, you know, and they have claims which are equal claims, so Bezim will work out some type of arrangement. Everybody should get something. One person takes possession, nobody took possession, and he can't take it away from him. He has a valid claim to it, you can't take it away from him. That's very nice. But now comes along somebody who's not one of the Bali Chayv and says, I'm going to get involved and do it for one of the Bali Chayv. Some more says it doesn't work. Now, Rashi in Bar Metzia says that it's only a problem using... The problem only applies when you want to use the parsha of Schia. In other words, the person was not made a shliach. He wants to get involved based on the rule of Zachon La'adam. It's beneficial to somebody, so it's automatically like a shlichus. So I'm going to go get involved and help one of the Balei Chayv. Some more says, you can't use the concept of Schia if what you're doing is a schus for one person and a chayv for somebody else. So you can't use the parsha of Schia to give you a right to get involved and become the shliach for one. But if he's appointed a shliach, Rashi says it works. Tosha says over there, and Tosha says over here, it's right to make a Rashi, because here he was appointed a shliach, and still the more is saying, even if he's appointed a shliach, shliach doesn't work when it's in the face of being mafsid somebody else. Okay. Has the power to do it.
Success.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why doesn't shliachus work?
That's what Rav Yochanan is saying, that the parsha shliachus has limitations to it. Okay. So. Okay. Now, the Tafsua Inu, now Rav Papa and Rav Huna the Shua happens to be weren't impartial individuals. They were there in the situation because they were also had a claim on this individual. So they took possession of it. Okay, Rav Papa Mimlach Maluchi, Rav Huna Breda Yeshua, Mamtech Lo Ba'ashlo. So now, the two of them had to figure out who was Kaina. So Rav Papa was rowing the oars, and Rav Huna Yeshua was pulling it with the rope. Okay, so you stand by the side of the river, and you're moving it forward by pulling with the rope, and he was moving it forward by rowing it. So who was the valid kinyan between the two of them? Amar Omer, Anak Kinyan Le Lekula. So each one said that their kinyan was a valid kinyan, and they have full ownership of the ship. Okay. Sapaga Bahu Rapinchas Bar Ami. So Pinchas Bar Ami met them, and Omer Lahu, Rav Shmuel Damer Tavayu, Vushit Tiburin Umanachim Rishasa Rabin. So we had before that we passed the Rav Akiva, the Tvisa doesn't help. Number one, but even like Rav Tarfon, the Mor says, where was it that it works? So Rav and Shmuel said it only works when it's a worm and ochem or shus a rabim. But the simta is not kind of. And this where you took the ship from is equivalent to from the simta. So this whole conversation is irrelevant because you're not kind of anyway. Okay. So Amr Lahu, so they said, Amr Leh, there's a chance to give us a. So Rav Huna, Breda Rishua, and Rav Papa both said to Rav Pinchas Barami, Anon Nami mi Charifusa de Nahara Tefisna. Okay, so they took possession from it, not from like the side parts of the river, but from the main flow of the river, which has the halachic equivalence of the Rishus HaRabim in regards to, like I said before, the what's the difference between Rishus HaRabim and the Simta? The Rishus HaRabim is not a place normally of maintaining something, so as opposed to the Simta is a place where you could maintain something, like a Karen, like I said, it was a Karen's office where people would put down their merchandise. So if the Rav Tarfon's point is that the father dies and the item is not in his possession or in a place which would be normal to store it, then Tvisa works. So if it, the ship was not in the on the sides, it was in the main flow of traffic, so it would not be a place you would store your ship. So anyway, also came the rubber. So the two of them went to rubber. They were Tamidim of Rava. They went to Rava. So Amar Lahu, Rava was not very happy with what they did, and so he called them Kaki Chivri. Roosters, white roosters. Okay, you know, strutting around, thinking that you're so intelligent. Mishalchi Glimi the Inchi, who's stealing people's shirts off their backs. Haki Amar Menachem, who should talk to Mechayim. Your whole conversation is irrelevant. We don't pass on like a Tarfon. We only pass on the stuff as Mechayim. And even the only time that the Tvisa works, it's like Rabbi Kiva with Tvisa Mechayim. So this whole conversation is irrelevant. Okay. One more story. Correct.
And rowing or pulling the vessel along by a rope is
performed to Mashiach.
And they're saying that they're doing a Mashiach rabbi.
But what they're saying was that they took it from the difference. Regards to the issue, retirement is like this: if the time of Misa, the item is in the possession of the Yisrael, it's in the Yisraelim's property. So, even though based on the father, theoretically the other people could do tefisa, but it's automatically kind of it's in their chotzer. So, the Mor says not only that, even if it's then the Mor has the machloek is what about it's in a simta. It wasn't a makam kinyan. It's a makam kinyan. You have to kinyan. No, the chamims will give the yisraimim as if they had a kinyan. For that we say, if when at the time the father died, it was sitting with shazan rabim, then someone could do tefisa and take it, then do a kinyan on it. You do the kinyan by taking it to a simta. Right. So over here, he's going to row it to a place where, but the thing where they, the issue is where they took it from, not where they are now.
So I guess there's half of the thing missing, right? That they started off in the main floor of the river, right?
And now they moved it, right? And they're saying either by rowing it or schlepping it, they moved it to the side. Okay. Avimi Berei de Rabbi Yavo, Avimaski Be Zuzi Be Chizoy. So, Avimi had a claim of money on this family of Bechazoy. No. One second. Let me... No, he owed money. Shadrino biyad chama brei the rabba baravu. He sent the money to Bechuzoi to repay them through Rabchama Breda Rabba Ravu. Also, Parino. So, Chama Breda Rabba Ravu came to Bechuzoi and paid the money. Over the hoop. Chama Breda, so the Chama said to Bechuzoi, Havali Shtora. Give me back the star. Amalei, so Bechazoi said to Choma, "Sitroininu." We had two claims against him. We had a Balpeh claim and we had a star claim. So we're going to keep the money now that you just gave us for the Balpeh claim, and we still have the star. We're going to go collect a second time. So he didn't really do his shlichus very well because he was not told about a second claim, and now he should have made sure to get the star before he gives away the money. Also, Kamei de Rabbi Vo. So they went to Rabbi Vo. Amar Lei. So he said to Chama Breda Rabbi Ravua, "Isa Chosadi the Paratina." Do you have any witnesses that you paid? He says, Amar Lei, Loi? No. Amar Lei, so Rav Avo said, Migul, Yichalam Lemer, Lohoya Dvar Me'olam, Yichalam Naman Lememar, Sitroininu. So, they could have denied that you ever paid. So, Migul, they could have denied that you paid. They're believed to say Sitroininu. So, you can't make them get back the star, and they're going to collect the second time. Okay. So more says that's in regards to Bechazoi's right to a second claim. Then Shlomei Shliach Mai. What about does the Shliach does Chama Breda Rabbi Ravua have a right have a chiyuv to pay back to Avimi? Tomer Rav Ashi, Chazinim. We will see. I Amar Lei Shkol Shtara V'Hav Zuzi. If when he was appointed, he was told, get the star and give the money. So that was means he was given the clear directive that he should get the star first before he gives the money. Then Mashalim. Then the shliach has to pay. Have Zuzi Ushkol Shtara, but if when he was appointed, he was told, give the money and get the star, Lama Shalem, he doesn't have to pay, he followed the directive. But the Mor says, Velohi. That's not correct. Rav Ashi's difference over here between the two possibilities is not correct. Ben Kach or Ben Kach, Mashalem. Either way, the shliach is held responsible. Normally, the skuni shetaticha v'lalavusi. Your shlichus was appointed as a shlichus to do it in a way which will be beneficial for me, not to be negative for me. So, you have not fulfilled your shlichus. So then you have to take my money and throw it away. So you owe me my money. Okay. Let's see Rashi.
It's like Pshia.
Well, in Charlotte is what's the argument of the Gemara of the Skunish and Tichel and the Rusi? Is it that's therefore there is a halachic assumption that it was as if I said it clearly what you're supposed to do. So then the problem is you were Peshaya. Or is it that this undermines your status of a shliach? So you're not a shliach. I mean, your shlichus was to do A, you did B. You didn't do a valid shlichus. So it's worse than a pshia. It's now you're functioning, taking my money, and not as my shliach, and giving it to people. You take my money and give it to people, you owe me money. your rights to take my money and give it to somebody was only through the part through the, under the umbrella of shlichus. So now you're a ganav.
Do you understand the? So you pay off, or believe you're paying off a debt to someone, and they then claim that there were two debts.
Right.
Why can't they always do this?
Well, the point was, if there's a shtar, you make sure to get the shtar, and therefore they can't come to claim a second debt when there's only one shtar and I have the shtar.
Well,
but when a person comes and says, you know, you owe me money, and it's well paid, and I say, law, it's not true, or I paid you back, I win. So claiming that there's two loans is irrelevant. If you only have one shtar, it's irrelevant. The problem is, over here the person paid, and they said, well, okay, we're going to keep that for that other loan, and we're not going to give the shtar back because we still have the second claim of the shtar.
So there's only one shtar.
It's only one shtar.
And two loans.
Well, that's what they're claiming.
That's a good
claim. Right?
So,
but now I paid them, then it's okay, you paid me, great, that was for the other loan. We're still going to keep the shtar and collect from that loan.
Why could not every lender do this?
Theoretically he could, but that's why you make sure you get the shtar before you give him the money. Or if he doesn't trust you, so you'll give it to a third party, then when I pay the money, I get the shtar back. But but I don't give him the money that I rely on giving him. I mean, I could, but he might do that. Right, at that point in time.
So in the legal argument.
But you see from the Gemara also, the Gemara says that if he had Aiden that says, I'm coming here to pay the chayv of the shtar, they can't claim it, they can't be typhus it.
Right.
But saying that over here.
Who can be?
The Ravo said to the Choma Breda Ravo, do you have Adam that you pay? He says no. Well, Miga they could have said Adam, they believe this in the Kufa. So make sure you have Adam that you pay. You know, so then you can't say, you know, then they're not believers. So what would Adam be? The Adam would be I'm coming to pay back this chay which is mentioned in the star. So they have to give me the star. You want to claim there's another chay? Fine, give me the star because that's what they just saw. And then go with the mezzanine and claim you have another, you know, another chay, but you're going to lose. I mean, his negligence over here was not just, you know, in the order of giving the star. It was also the lack of having Adam. Rashi, Choshu is Shemo Ish. So Yemer Choshu was his name. So he had a claim against a person who shachir b'loiva, the loiva died. So he had an arba, he had a svina. Amalei Yemer l'shluch ezil tofsa, go grab it. The tevus b'alchayv shliach, the tevus matatin shaloiva, the tzarech b'alchayv. That when you grab something from one of the loivas. Malkum shechab lacherim, malkum shemafsid, bali choyv and acherim betvisosay, that you are negatively affecting other bali choyv doesn't work. Lakana delav kol kamine lachayv lezekhev liskus is that the Torah did not give the according to this did not give the parsha of shlichus to the detriment of one person over the benefit of the benefit of one person over the detriment of somebody else.
Is a shimp always metaltal and with a huge chip?
Yeah. Doesn't happen like a bias. Because in nature, it's moving.
Yeah.
So you know, Shavheim Noishim by Mos. They also had a claim on this person who died, so they took it. Simimlech Maluchi, Manhigan Beugin Shalom. He was direct, moving it with its with his the oars. Shakaran Raim Shbalaz Minuch Shakaran Viner Balaz Lashin Layura Hamalochim. It says by the Yerno. So Rashi says Tupshatim. But one pshat is because like the Parshas Kisisa Memuloch means to mix it up. So Rashi with it brings Vayir Hamalochim that they're called that because when you row it, you're mixing up the water, you're churning up the water. My act of being managed, of moving it, was a stronger action than the other ones. So they said, it wasn't on the side of the river, which is equivalent to Mesimta. It was being moved down the main flow of the river, in the middle of the river. Kaki is avozim. That's not roosters. It's geese. Goose. Okay, white gooses. Okay. Chivri, ashes kenim hoyu. They're already older. Meshachal glima deinshi. Mavshitin talisos haanoshim. You're grabbing people's clothing. So Morse says a story. Maski beib noshim by sehi old money to beich hazoi inshi oisim medina from the people of that place called Chozoi. So they went and paid. They said, "Sitroi mitzad eacher hayino noshim by milval peh." We had a different claim from the side. Hamach was oisim milva nachzik beham. We'll take this money for that purpose. Then yeshlumi shliach the mashaleach mai. But what about, does the shliach have to pay? Is considered a pshia that he has to pay. So Rashi says that we say yes because the skunish daticha v'hoyer l'chol adaktek b'tekanose. You should have been careful to do it in a way which would be beneficial for me. So therefore, Pashto Rashi means it was a pshia. Okay. So the more how he eats up to have a mifkir gabob, she had a picotin of Maluga the story, a package of a storis. And the mafka died. Also the Yarshim came. They wanted the item back, that which belonged to their father. So Amar Lahu, Michayim. The Yisoymim came and said, "We want the stories which belong to our father." So Amar Lahu, Michayim, Tfisa Lahu. He owed me money, and I was typhus these items before he died, which I had as a bikkurin. I decided to take possession of them for myself. So also came to Rav Nachman. So they went to Rav Nachman. Omer le, Yitzchak Sadi, the tavua minoch Michayim, lo yavitu nhalay. Do you have Adam that the father tried to reclaim them while he was alive and you refused to give it to him? She said, so Nachman said to the woman, "Did you have that?" So she said to Nachman, "I do not have Adam for that." So Nachman said back, "Im kein havi tvitza delacher misa, tvitza delacher misa loy klumhi." It was given to you as a bikkurin, and to assume that you change your status as a bikkurin, we would need to have some action upon your part. Okay, so which we don't have, so therefore the assumption is the status quo of being a bikkurin remains until now. You're claiming that you want it, so now you're doing a tvisa. That's too late. Tosis deals over here with the migu. If she would say that she bought the shtaris from him, from the father. She'd be believed. So, Migo, she could have said, "Lekuch nebiyadi." Believe her that she's saying that she was type of mechayim. Right. You need to bring Edis that you were type of mechayim. Okay, the Chazakas tells me that she wasn't type of mechayim because she was given to her as a pikadon. That's the status quo, and you're now changing it by claiming that you want it. Fine. You're claiming you did it mechayim, but you have no proof. The status quo assumes it was stayed in your by you as a function of the pikadon until you prove it otherwise. Okay, I have proof. I have migul. So that's Tosis' problem here. Why don't you say Migu?
Actually, the father took out a loan for his home. He provided the set of shtarotis kodom.
No. The more presentation, he went to this woman as a charmer for him on these shtarotis. It happened to me there was a loan that she had to him as well. It wasn't given as a mashkin on the loan. Right. Then the father died. She says, "Hey, great! I have these shtaris, so I'll claim that I took possession of the shtaris for the purpose of collecting my loan." But since it was given to her as a bikkurin, so now you're saying so the assumption is that she was holding it not for herself but for the father, and now she's saying no, that changed before he died, so that she has the burden of proof on that because she was the muksik was the father. Her being the yad of the father, because yad shliach is like a yad shermer, yad bailim. So it was in the yad, it was yad habailim. You're claiming you did a tefisa from that. I mean, you happen to be both people, but it was yad habailim. You're claiming you did something. Prove it. So that's so it doesn't work. See Rashi. She received from the father of these yisraimim. Because Maluga the story, Tik Mole Shtaris, a container full of Shtaris that he had on other people. So she said, Mechaim Tvistan Lahu, Bechaim Shoye Chaim Li, Hechzakti Behem. I took possession of these Shtaris for the Chaim that he owed me. Okay, so Ramachman said, Havatis Lachamisa, she calls Man Shoye Chai, Hoye Bechaim Beyodcha, as long as he was alive, it was there as a Bechaim. So Yad Shermis Yad Bailim. So it's like it's sitting by the father. So where would the case of Tzitzim Mechayim be? The individual who had the chayim saw that the his bal chayim is about to die. It wasn't that he had them already as a bikkurin. He physically went and took possession of them for the purpose of the chayv. So we know it was done for that purpose. That's tvisa mechayim. But this is not tvisa. Yes, you had a mechayim, but it wasn't a tvisa, and she would lose. Okay. Let's hold it here.